When artists and organizations come to Benson Theater with fresh ideas, they are met with enthusiasm and a can-do spirit that brings visions to life. Now in its third year, the theater remains dedicated to its mission, enriching the community through arts and education. One of the persons leading this charge is Program Director Jason Levering, who has been shaping Omaha's art scene since the late 1990s, with roots in theater and film. When he first met Amy Ryan, the theater's founder, he was captivated by her inspiring vision to bring the new life to the space. Embracing this idea, he has since organized several major events to help drive the theater's mission forward.
One of the big fundraisers that we did when I was with them in 2013-2014, we got permission from Stephen King to adapt The Shining to stage, which is the first time it had ever been done. So we did that as a fundraiser. We ran it for three nights in 2014, sold it out, and that relationship with Mr. King and his agent led to the show that just closed, Ghost Brothers of Darkland County, which is a musical that King wrote with John Mellencamp.
As program director, he believes his top priority is building strong connections with the community and bringing fresh ideas and events to the theater. For him, the role isn't just about organizing programs. It is about creating a space for people to feel welcome, inspire, and engage. And he does that by actively listening to the community's voices and exploring new possibilities. He ensures that theater remains a vibrant hub for culture and creativity.
What the theater started off as kind of a rental space with a few things that we were doing ourselves. And after a while, it just made sense for us to actually start collaborating with some of these partners who maybe couldn't afford the rent, but had these really wonderful ideas. And so we just decided, hey, let's help produce this with you, and then we'll just share the cost and share in the success. And that is really what we are going to start leaning into in 2025.
Finding new partners and initiatives for the theater is often more challenging than it appears. Many people still view the space primarily as a rental venue. So he is introducing fresh plans to expand his role in the community for next year. And while these changes take shape, Benson Theater offers some exciting event recommendations for the first days of November and a few popular December favorites.
The first week of November, we've got several shows right in a row. One of those shows is a comedy event put on by a promoter through Shows Unlimited. It's Rodney Norman. He's a pretty big comedian. And we've also got that week, Tim Clark is bringing his In the Pocket jazz show back to the theater, and he's bringing Johnny Britt this time. Old School Shakespeare also returns. They're going to be doing the Scottish play. After November, we get into more of the holiday season, and we'll be doing our holiday show, which is an annual collaboration with Bridget St. Bridget. The last few years, it's been called Holiday Lights. This year, it's called The Holiday Room. And it is a collection of vignettes that are all written by local writers. All of them have some form of a holiday theme to them. And this year, we're really, like, we've opened it up to a lot of different writers than have been present in the past. So the story is completely different this year than what you see in the last 2 years.
More information at bensontheater.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.